Hello, welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Melanie, and my friend Sean,
hello,
go and review every single episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the 90s TV show that Sean is obsessive about and has watched and rewatched and loves so much.
Exactly.
And I have not. Today we're talking about season 2, episode 6, Halloween, which is all about Easter and how they celebrate it in Sunnydale.
How did you celebrate Halloween as a child?
Same as many people, I'm sure. We got dressed up and trick-or-treated.
Okay, good answer.
How old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating?
Definitely in high school. I remember doing it with some of the, you know, neighboring kids. But I feel like it was 9th or 10th grade. I
still dress up? 9th or 10th grade?
I don't think I did.
No.
No.
Do you give candy to the 9th or 10th graders that show up at your house now with no costume?
We do.
And a pillowcase?
Because my husband buys too much candy every year, and I want it out of my house.
They usually come later anyway, yeah. So it's like, yeah, just take it.
Do you have a time limit? When do you stop answering the door on Halloween?
We, in my neighborhood where we moved to recently, everybody sits out front in their driveways.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and so we open the garage and play some music and usually order a pizza and sit in our driveway and hang out. But I think till like 7:30 or 8. I mean, it's dark when we go inside.
Right.
And then do I leave my light on after that? No, I don't. And I usually just bring the candy to work or something.
Right. Yeah, I feel like 8:30 max would be like the latest.
I mean, you could tell the kids are like tapering off by then. You know, they start when it's still light out, so.
Oh, yeah. I feel like when I trick-or-treated, you know, way back, 30 years, Jeff. I did it, like, we started, like, right after school. Like,
oh, very early.
Yeah, but now, wow. I don't think this year or last year, we didn't get anyone until, like, 6:30, so I had already sat and.
I think we would eat supper and then go trick-or-treating. So it was probably later for us, too. Did you, when you were trick-or-treating, did the school give out those little reflective sticker dots to put all over your clothes?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they still do that.
I would hope so.
Smart. What were some of your favorite costumes that you've done?
I feel like a lot in elementary school, I was a magician or a vampire. Okay. That was, I had the cape. Kept doing it. What else was I? We had a Halloween party at our house in 2002, and I was a prisoner. You know, I was a purchased outfit, though. And then we did another party in 2007, and I called it business casual. Well, I've never showed you a picture of this.
I don't know.
My friend Sue had sewn together the costume for me, so one half of me was like suit, the other half was t-shirt shorts.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I recycled that.
When was that?
2007.
Okay.
I recycled that for a few years.
I did. My mom made costumes for us for a while when we were in elementary school. And I know there was one year where margarine cups played heavy into our costumes. My brother was a pirate, and so the margarine cup went over his hand and a hole cut in it and then a tinfoil hook.
Right. Smart.
And then I was a genie, and my mom had taken one of her old nightgowns, like a pink, you know, flowy nightgown, and made it into a little bolero vest and some poofy genie pants.
Nice.
And a painted margarine cup on my head with more of the scarfy stuff coming out the top.
Like a face?
It was a good costume.
Sounds like it.
I have to find a picture of that. And then I've done variations on a witch costume many, many times. As an adult, I went to, I don't know if people will know this or you know this, Pleasure Island at Disney. Uh-huh. We went there one year and I wore an angel costume, a black angel, and I had these giant wings, which was not smart when you're going into a club.
No.
It was a good costume though. And then one year I went to a friend's party at their house and I had this great costume. It was like I took it off of an action figure that was like a scary witch doctor kind of a thing. And so I had painted tribal tattoo patterns on some tights or something and had that. And then I had like a a big staff and braided my hair, and it was pretty good. There was polymer clay and craft involved to make some bones.
I don't know that I ever really went to the...
That was probably the most extreme.
Lengths. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. One year, I think it was like probably the first Halloween I was in Florida, got a black t-shirt and glued on popcorn, M&Ms, Junior Mints, movie tickets, straw wrappers, and I was a movie theater floor.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
That's pretty clever.
One year I dressed up as a Christmas tree. That was like, I needed a costume and it was the night before.
Lots of tinsel.
Yes. Ran to Walmart the night before Halloween.
And battery lights.
And it was late and it was an interesting experience at that Walmart. Yeah, just like lots of tinsel, like the green garland, and you can say that glue on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was thrown together, but it looked good when it was done.
Did you like to go to like haunted houses? Oh, we went to Halloween Horror Nights together.
Yes, we did. We, yeah. I remember the chainsaw person kept going after one of the people we were with.
Oh, yeah.
She did not like it. I like haunted houses. I haven't been to one in a couple of years, but I enjoy going. I think
you like scary stuff. You watch scary movies. You're more into that than me.
Yeah, I remember when we went through one, you were kind of like hiding your eyes.
That's all I do. I just hold on to the person in front of me, keep my eyes closed, and keep moving. Pushing the person forward.
Kind of defeats the purpose of going to a haunted house.
I know, and it's so expensive to go to that too. But yeah, let's talk about your favorite Halloween treats. When you were trick-or-treating, did you prefer to get fruity, like pectin-based, like Starbursts and Lifesavers and that stuff? Or do you like the chocolatey?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. It's all about chocolate.
My favorite were the individually wrapped but full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It was something about the individual wrap ones. They just seemed better.
Okay.
And I'm not the only person who has this opinion. Right. I would say that was good. What about you?
I think I didn't care. I think I was an equal opportunity candy eater. I did not care. What was the worst candy? Bit of Honey.
Yeah.
Mary Jane's.
Yeah, Good and Plenty.
Those little Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, I love those little Tootsie
Rolls.
You do? Yeah. Sometimes I feel like Tootsie Rolls are a very divisive candy.
Yeah, I probably liked them as a kid. And, you know, we talked about that bulk candy store thing that I went to. Mm-hmm. They had a whole, when the kids got to pick out all their free candy, they had a whole bucket full of Tootsie Rolls, but they were all different flavors. They had fruity ones, they had sour ones. I don't even know if they had regular Tootsie Rolls, chocolate Tootsie Rolls. But yeah, those were my favorite back then. And like, yeah, all those oldie, like those weird individually wrapped peanut butter, the ones that were wrapped in the wax paper.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't fly now, I don't think.
Pennies.
I was going to say the little bag of pennies.
Bible verses.
I don't know if I ever got that.
Floss.
It happened in this episode. A toothbrush. I know. I got a toothbrush. There. And then we would get home. My sister and I would, dump it all out.
Yeah.
And share and
Oh yeah, well, did you do trades?
We did trade.
Yeah.
And I remember like one year I found out about like the people who would put like razor blades in the so then I'm like I didn't really know what I was doing, but like breaking everything I have in half. And
do you think that really was a thing or an urban legend?
I would like to say it's an urban legend, but unfortunately I think it probably happened at
least once. People are jerks. I used to go, so when we were little in elementary school, we would do trick-or-treating around our neighborhood, and then we would go to my grandmother's house. She lived about a half an hour away from us, and trick-or-treat around her neighborhood, and we'd get things like the good, like, homemade stuff, because we trusted those people, mm-hmm. Popcorn balls,
right.
Caramel apples, and that kind of stuff. Mm. Caramel apples.
Some good stuff.
Let's talk about snacks.
Did you ever, egg anything or anyone or shaving cream fights or TP?
When we were in high school age, my parents had a timeshare in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And on Halloween, that was kind of a thing. If you went downtown, you could expect to get shaving cream all over you because that's what the kids did. They just ran up and down the street and shot shaving cream at people.
Yeah.
Did I ever do that? No, I was terrified of doing something bad like that. Of course not. Did you?
I was the victim of it.
Oh.
Once.
Egg?
No, no, shaving cream. Not eggs. Okay. Yes, that, yeah. My sister and I went out and she brought the can of whipped cream, Ready Whip.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ready Whip doesn't shoot out like shaving cream does.
No.
So it didn't work.
You have to get on top of somebody's head.
Yes. I appreciate her looking out for me and trying to be prepared.
Nice, Lisa.
Yeah, she...
good job.
Yeah.
She tried,
yeah. Any memorable Halloween parties?
That one where I was the witch doctor one, that was a fun party as an adult. As kids, we went to the roller skating rink a lot. And I remember I was dressed as Morticia Adams on roller skates. I don't know what that entailed. Probably another nightgown from my mother and my long hair, and that's it.
Yeah.
And roller skates, because, you know. Other than that, no, I don't know that we went to a lot of Halloween parties.
Okay.
Did you?
As a kid, no. We had one, my husband and I, in 2001. And like we went all out. Like, oh, yeah? I made the invitations, like handmade them.
Oh.
It was very involved. It was like black paper and then like a transparency that I printed out of like a scary looking haunted house with bats flying around. And I glued that onto the black paper and then you'd like copper colored photo corner. Like we went.
Wow.
Like, it took me a month, not months, but definitely weeks to make these invitations.
Wow.
And we did like a murderer. It was like a murderer mystery themed party.
Fun.
So everybody who was invited, I made like a card, like the Clue game.
Yeah.
So like the front was like their name and their picture and the back was the Clue logo.
Oh, wow.
And it, like,
that was before I knew you.
Oh, yeah. This was like 11 years before I knew, but like we went all out.
Yeah.
It was a good party. I don't know that we ever actually did the murder mystery at the party.
Yeah.
But like everybody showed up in costume.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah, it was a fun party.
We did go to a party at our friend Bev's house.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
That was fun. I dressed up for that. I had a good costume for that. I was like a broken down creepy baby doll.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, I it was a Stormwatch for that year. It was like a Top Gun kind of thing.
I don't remember. She kind of went out for that. Didn't she borrow your fog machine or something?
Fog machine, she had karaoke.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
I think it was the first year I ever had like that pumpkin pie cream liqueur.
Oh, that's right. That was delicious.
That was some good stuff.
Didn't we make, a couple cocktails for that party that were good.
Mm-hmm.
Like some kind of apple thing.
Apple thing, yep.
Yeah, that was good. Now I'm off on a tangent.
But I mean, now I like giving out candy to the kids.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. My husband does more than I mean, I like it, but he loves doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I love your costume. Everyone who comes up. And we have a video doorbell, so like. I was in the kitchen, like, making dinner, but I could see them all coming up, and they're all making faces at the doorbell.
Oh, that's funny.
It was cute.
Do you scare the kids, or are you just nice?
Just nice.
I think we're just nice, too. Yeah. You don't want to get sued.
No. No, definitely not.
Or harm a child. That should probably be said first. You don't want to harm a child.
On any day, not just Halloween.
Can I tell you a little totally what's the word I'm looking for?
Unrelated.
Unrelated. Oh, my goodness. Unrelated topic, but something about kids that happened today. My sister-in-law texted me that my nephew, who is 10, apparently she had a conference with his teacher, and teacher said that he's too creative.
Oh, my God.
I guess he wrote a paper, or I don't know if they write papers, but he wrote something, and it was about AI taking over the world. And it was a good paper, she said. But he was funny in it. I don't know. His tone was humorous. I don't know exactly. I asked her to send me a copy of the paper so I could see it. But the teacher said he needs to be funny during the summer. He needs to be creative during the summer. He's too creative. He's not hitting the check marks in the writing, you know, curriculum.
Well,
that made me so mad.
Yeah, then she needs to point out what he's not meeting. But I don't think.
But I'm like, what does it matter? If he's communicating effectively in his writing, isn't that the goal? Communicating and his grammar is correct and things like that. That's what matters.
Wow.
Broward County Public Schools. Calling you out. You're on my list. I thought, when she said that to me, he's too creative. I said, well, so you should be gifted, right?
No.
No, apparently not. Anyway. All right. Tangent over.
Okay. Any other notes on your own Halloween before we... jump into?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll go to Buffy's Halloween. I will say that this episode, Halloween, is one of my favorites.
We're finally at an episode that Sean likes.
Yes.
We're halfway through season two, which was supposed to be the season where everything gets amazing.
This is, I said it gets better. I don't know that I ever used
it. It really kicks in, Melanie. You got to wait. Amazing. Just wait till season two. Wait till the last three episodes of season two.
I mean, honestly, it's a good finale.
Oh,
we'll say
my
that.
God. Okay.
No, but.
All right.
I feel like we are over the hump now. It's becoming more of what I enjoy.
Which is what? How would you describe that? Put that into words. What is it that you enjoy?
I feel like it's a real storyline. It's becoming a real storyline now.
Okay.
It's not just random praying mantises, hyenas, puppets.
We're getting some continuity.
Some continuity, some character development, additional characters being added. It feels like it's becoming a real show.
We killed off Colin.
I mean, so, that's what was holding us back.
Yeah, I think so. That whole Master Colin, anointed one, crap.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so we're on Halloween, episode 6.
Okay, one more tangent.
Go.
So I'm at work today, and we do an icebreaker at our team meeting every week.
Yep.
And this week was if you could be any person, doesn't be famous, any person living or dead for a day, who would you be? And
real or imaginary?
No, it had to be real.
Okay, a real person.
Yeah, I think we've done an imaginary already. So I was struggling, and I was like going to come up with a funny answer, like the first person who ever cooked chicken eggs, because they go running into the like, look what I did. People think they're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I went with Steven Spielberg because other people were suggesting like writers and stuff. Like, oh yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. And then somebody else said Michael Crichton, the author. And then we were just like talking about two of them, and then we got on a tangent of like, oh, because of Steven Spielberg, he's done so many movies, and we got on a tangent of when you just see somebody in one movie, you know from another. So I said how, I have a podcast with a friend of mine, and we're always doing that. And she's like, well, is it a theme podcast? Is it just Tina? I'm like, Buffy, never. I love Buffy.
Oh.
I just watched it, all of it again last fall.
Oh, my gosh.
But she never asked for the name, so I did not push.
Oh, what? That was your opportunity.
It'll come out naturally.
You tell everyone about this podcast. I can't believe you didn't tell the person that would be like the prime candidate for this podcast.
I don't want to force it.
Saying it when they ask about the podcast.
She'll probably find. She's probably Googling right now.
Oh, man. Okay. You're crazy. We start in the pumpkin patch.
Yes.
There's no Giles.
No, there is no voiceover.
There's no voiceover. And Buffy's in the pumpkin patch.
Yep.
She's fighting right into it.
Yep.
And there's a vampire being a peeping Tom with a camcorder.
Yeah, a 90s camcorder, definitely.
Very 90s.
The low battery light was
Yes,
going.
It was.
I did not remember the camcorder happening. I'm like, this is different. Oh,
yeah.
Buffy stakes him with a pumpkin patch sign.
Sure.
But it's interesting.
What?
That sign did not dissolve.
So now that you brought that up, that you said I brought it up, whatever, I'm watching every single time. And I noticed that too.
Maybe it depends on is it just a freestanding stake? Like, was it designed to be a stake?
Maybe it's only oak versus pine.
That could be. Naughty pine!
Naughty pine!
I did think that the vampire turning to dust special effects were good.
Uh-huh.
I think they're better than what they were.
You know. Then we have the credits.
Yes.
And then we're at the bronze.
At the bronze.
And Cordelia is flirting with Angel.
Which is a different fake laugh from
it was,
the last
But
episode.
They're all awful.
And Angel's in a bluish-gray shirt. And again, with the colors. He had beige. I put him in black. Or he does the white
crimson,
shirt with the black over
Yes,
it.
Yes.
Crimson's good.
Yeah.
Not these blues.
No.
I also noticed there were trays of food out at the Bronze.
Of course there are.
It was a restaurant night, I guess.
Obviously, they had just had the fumigation, so they could have the food out.
Well,
don't have to worry about it.
I mean, you never know. You look down.
Or maybe that's what they're using to attract the bugs.
Oh, yuck. See some roads running across. Gross. Cordelia's waiting for Devin. We met Devin recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote down, Buffy pulls an Angel. She just walks in. Says barely anything and walks out.
Yeah. She looked hurt.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it's Cordelia. Like, does she really think she's like Cordelia is a threat?
I feel like Buffy is easily, not distracted, but insecure. Easily... Hmm?
Insecure?
Yeah, she's insecure about Angel.
You know, I'm like ragging on her, yet I am so insecure about random things.
Well,
like,
what am you I know, you're not a slayer.
That's true.
All right, so then we're at school.
Yep.
We're in the hallway. Again, Principal Snyder forcing students to be involved in school stuff.
But it's a good thing. He does care. Maybe he only cares when they're little. Like, once they become high schoolers, then he doesn't give a crap. But, you know,
he should be the principal of an elementary school then.
I agree with you.
But, yeah, okay, so this is an interesting thing. The high schoolers are walking the kids, the little kids around for Halloween. That's what this is.
And, you know, I almost like the idea, but in reality, it would never happen.
No. No. Well, I will say, it reminded me of when I was in school, in elementary school, the fifth graders, we went on a field trip to the circus, and it was the fifth graders and the first graders, mm-hmm. and you were paired up buddy style with a first grader, and then we all went to the circus. So there must be stuff like that that goes on still. Well, yeah. I don't know if that was like 4 years ago, but you know.
No, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. But again, the forcing part is kind of funny.
And not only forcing them to do it, but costumes are mandatory.
There's a lot of mandatory in this school.
Yes. You know what there's not a lot of in this school?
Tell me.
A working science lab.
Yeah, there's a science lab and an old science lab that's haunted and coated in blood. We don't go in there.
Buffy developed carpal tunnel from staking too many vampires. I can't hold a flashlight.
Poor Buffy. And then we meet the bully.
Larry.
Right? Larry. Yep. Looking Cro-Mag. He is looking kind of Cro-Mag.
He I feel like I'm saying this a lot, but he looks older than like 17.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I bet there are kids in high school, though, that look the bigger, you know, the big football player, wrestling guys that look bigger. Yeah.
There was one who sat in front of me in my ninth grade math class.
Oh, yeah. All right. So then are we done with Larry?
We meet Larry. Buffy saves Xander and he doesn't like it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he gets really upset. But, you know, what was he going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Larry would have kicked his ass.
Nothing.
Yeah. And then he doesn't even get a soda.
No. He gets a... Is that the one where he gets the Diet Dr. Pepper? Or yes. Another? Yes. Yeah, he presses Dr. Pepper and gets a Diet Dr. Pepper. In the real world, somebody would probably be upset by that.
Mm-hmm. So there is a weird thing in my school. We had soda machines in the cafeteria, mm-hmm. as well as, like... cans of juice machines like Minute Maid. We were not allowed to get soda during the school day. Now, if we were there for after school events, it was okay. I always thought that was very.
But you could
weird.
Get juice out of the juice machine.
Yes, I just thought it was
probably strange. The same amount of sugar in either one of them.
Exactly,
but maybe the caffeine.
Yeah,
they were worried about them. Why did they have the soda machine?
I just thought it was weird.
That is weird. That is weird. Buffy and Willow want to go check out the Watcher Diaries, but they can't because Giles is there.
Yeah. I did think that the scene of them like peeking through the library door.
That made me laugh. When they were talking about it and then they just cut to them peeking in the door. That was funny.
And there's a little cat outline on the door
yes.
for Halloween.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. And then Giles says, I enjoy cross-referencing. They're talking to Giles. I enjoy cross-referencing. And she says, do you stuff your own shirts or you send them out? I said, this scene is like a Lucy skit.
Yes, it was funny. Well, you know who else enjoys cross-referencing?
Who?
Jenny Callender.
Well, they're a good match then, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Jenny Callender.
Cross-referencing. In air quotes.
Cross-pollinating.
Reproduction.
I bet if you are listening to this podcast, you could probably start a tally of how many Grease 2 references there are.
We make a lot.
We do.
We really do. While Willow is stealing the Watcher diary, all of a sudden Buffy just burps out, Miss Callender said, you're a babe. And he believes her.
Maybe Miss Callender did say that. Maybe not to Buffy, but to somebody.
Yeah, honestly, now that I say that out loud, I can see.
She's obviously into him.
Remember back in season one when you brought up subterfuge?
Yes.
You know, pronouncing a word.
Yes.
I did not know that C-O-I-F was pronounced quaff.
Oh. Tell me how you thought it was pronounced.
Coif.
Coif, like the Coif Tower. Coif.
Like Coy with an F.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coif.
So now I know. Because I had the subtitles on. I was like, oh. Oh.
I think that's from the French word coiffure.
Which means?
Hairdo, I think.
Okay.
Coiffure.
So yeah, they're looking at the diary and they see a 1775 girl who is very coiffed.
So they say, who is she? It doesn't say. Yes, it does say. It says it right next to the illustration of the lady. It says Sarah Goodfriend.
I saw that. Actually, I was...
Who is she?
Well, I watched this episode last week, and then I watched like a recap today just to refresh my memory.
Yeah.
And the video that I saw, they said the same thing. I'm like, well, maybe that's the name of the artist who drew it. I think you're making excuses.
Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, and then Cordelia's there, and she's talking about Angel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell her the Angel's a vampire. She doesn't believe them.
Right.
Oh, sure.
A Care Bear with fangs.
Yes.
Cordelia was in a sweater vest that just reminded me of Chandler.
Oh. And she says, when it comes to dating, I'm a slayer. Oh, Cordelia. So then they're in the Halloween costume shop.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in the Halloween costume. Like, this is the place to be.
Yes.
That place is jumping.
It's like the spirit of Halloween now.
Man.
There were a lot of people there. Yeah. A lot of costumes being sold.
Yes. And then at the back, it's the one beautiful princess costume.
The gown.
Is gorgeous.
Yeah. The British shopkeeper.
Yes. You should be suspicious right away.
Did you?
British.
Before you knew anything, were you suspicious of him?
No.
Okay, that's good. That means that the show did what it was supposed to do. Okay. Yeah, and Buffy goes for the gown because that's who Angel likes. Don't do that, people.
Yeah,
don't
do that. She's very insecure.
She is.
She's going to do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Willow is going to be a ghost.
Yes.
Lame.
Oh, well.
And then, all right, I actually have a question for you. I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit. Xander says he gets his... you know, army outfit from like the Army Navy surplus store.
Uh-huh.
So what did he get in the store, in the costume shop, that made him be affected?
The gun?
Okay.
Would be my guess.
Okay. That's all.
Okay, so then we're in the warehouse and Spike is watching the vamp cam video.
Yeah, trying to get some, I guess, like pointers.
I guess.
Or how she fights.
Drusilla's there and says to him, do you love my insides?
Eyeballs to entrails.
The parts you can't see. And I said, I'm going to ask my husband that. And then she says, do you know what I miss? And I said, Prague. Leeches.
Yeah, that was weird.
She misses Prague and leeches.
And leeches. Like, what does she miss about the leeches? Like, is she eating the leeches? Because
I don't know.
Prague.
Can I tell you, when I worked at a hospital in North Florida, that they had leeches?
Oh, yeah.
They kept them to help with, like, I don't know what, like blood.
I think blood? It prevents blood wounds from clotting. Yeah.
But it was a big deal because the people in the pharmacy, it was part of the pharmacy. The pharmacy, they had to like feed the leeches.
I think.
Keep them alive.
I think we had them in the hospital we worked at too.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is.
We also had a stash of old Milwaukee for patients that were going through withdrawal, people that were alcoholic and in the hospital.
I know all Milwaukee's a beer. Was it like non-alcoholic or something?
No, it was like alcohol. So, because they didn't want
in the pharmacy?
Yeah. And they would dispense it because they didn't want the person to have to go through withdrawal symptoms when they were trying to treat them for whatever they were there for.
Yeah, there is so much. Yeah, working in a hospital, it's so interesting. I gotta say.
There really is. You don't know half the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Interesting. Okay, sorry.
This is
the episode of tangents. All right, so then we're back in the costume shop,
yep.
And then we learn that guy is, there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah, he has stigmata.
Does he have stigmata?
Well, not his hand, he had something.
He drew
on
his
hands.
Hands.
I thought it was blood. I mean, I didn't really think it.
He did, because then he did a cross, and I was wondering, I was like, why is he doing a cross? That doesn't seem like a very pagan-y.
Right.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't really mean stigmata. He had
wounds on his hands. And he's praying to someone. We don't know who. And then I made a note that every one in every building in Sunnydale seems to have a back room or a cavern or a creepy basement.
Mm-hmm. Separated
it's like
by
it's on Zillow. It's like on the Zillow listings.
Bonus room.
Bonus back room.
Perfect for sacrifices.
Bonus cavern.
Giant reptile lizards, praying mantises, whatever you got, we got a room for you.
Oh boy.
And we get a sexy Willow.
Willow is slutted up.
She really is.
She looks good.
She does, yeah.
She looks good, but she's not going to go through with that.
No, I mean, that's like, I mean, she kind of, I think she would have been more, she could have done it in a way that made her comfortable and still been different than her usual.
Yes, true.
It was like full blown.
Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Yep.
Bow chicka bow bow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then my question is, we're back at the school. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, are they doing the trick or treating at the high school, like a trunk or treat kind of thing? No, I think that was just the meeting place.
Yeah. I think that's just
where they're
the
all going out. Okay.
Yep.
And then I said, is this the safety program? The Principal Snyder is getting to, like, take them to the murder school and let's feed all the small children to the school where all the monsters are. That seems safe, Principal Snyder. How will we meet on neutral turf? The cemetery.
The cemetery. There must be a nice park somewhere.
Yeah, something.
At least the parking lot of the school. Yeah. Not in the school.
And then Larry the Bully makes another appearance.
Mm-hmm. And Oz.
What a jerk. And okay, Oz has a locker. Mm-hmm. He's in a locker.
Yep.
Does that mean he's, I've asked this before, is he a student there?
I'm going, and I will say yes now. I didn't want to give it away the first
that he's
episode.
A student there.
He is a student
but this
there.
Is just the first time that we're seeing him
yes.
in the halls.
Correct.
Okay, yep. He is a student there. Okay, all right. And then we're trick-or-treating.
Well, before that, oh. right before we're trick-or-treating, awesome. You're a great big cat, the Cordelia. I
well,
like
she
it.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're trick-or-treating, and we're cutting between trick-or-treating and more evil prayers from the costume shop guy.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff's going on. Something's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the little kids turn into demons.
Yes, they all turn into whatever costume they had on.
Yeah.
And Buffy passes out.
Yeah. And Buffy's wig transforms. It goes from like all up and beautiful do into like a, just a down long curly hair.
Because then it was her hair. It was rooted into her scalp. Naturally, it would change.
Okay. All right.
And she got an accent.
What is that accent, Sean? It's the worst accent. I mean, okay, Sarah Michelle, come on. This is one of the questions I'm going to ask if I ever get a chance to meet you. Is like, we're do go ahead, do your British accent for me. Do your princess accent. It was horrible.
It was not a good accent.
It like tuned in and tuned out.
Yes. It was like Storm in the X-Men movies. Sometimes
yes,
it's, or Wanda Maximoff in the Marvel movies.
Yes,
sometimes
yes,
sometimes
yes.
it's not.
Right.
Yeah, so she thinks it's 1775.
Yes.
She's scared of cars.
That was funny. I did write that down. She thinks the car is a demon. It's not a demon. It's a car. What does it want? And then, I don't know who says it. Is this woman insane?
I was thinking that was Xander.
That was pretty funny.
Willow is a ghost, but not in her, not with her costume.
Yes, she says, yeah, she's just a ghost.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, I guess different from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Andrew was kind of funny as his army dude.
Yes.
He's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mrs. Summers? Hello? Hello?
But of course, she's not home.
She's not home.
She's at the gallery.
She's got to be at the gallery.
On Halloween.
Like burning the evidence. Shredding all the papers. Oh, okay. And Princess Buffy picks up a photo of herself walking on the school campus.
Mm-hmm.
Who took that picture?
Willow.
Oh, you just have an answer for everything.
I did.
But what a weird picture.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
A picture of you walking Buffy. Across the campus.
Oh, you know who took it?
No.
The guy from Some Assembly Required. Oh. Which is another.
Oh, what was that guy's name? Yeah. That guy. Yep. Maybe. Okay, so, and then we realize Cordelia is not affected.
Right.
Because she got her costume from Party Town, not from the evil costume shop.
Mm-hmm. Spike is thrilled with the chaos.
Sure.
Going on. Xander's barricading the house up.
Yes.
And then Angel comes in then.
Yes.
Yeah, because Buffy said she likes the man with the musket.
Yes, and she said, surely the men will protect us. And Cordelia says, what's that riff? Add that to the list of crazy things they say on this show. And then I made a note that Buffy says surely at least 10 times in this episode. Surely.
Half in the accent.
Surely. 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 Hansel.
Where's Leslie Nielsen when you need him?
Yes.
I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
Willow walks through the library wall. She's going to get help. She scares Giles. That was kind of a funny. Giles got all flustered. It's a good physical comedy there.
Yes.
Buffy runs away from the house. She's in the big city now. She's running down those, you know, city sets.
Mm-hmm.
And she bumps into Larry the Bully Pirate.
I didn't realize it was Larry until I did the rewatch today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's Larry.
He's gross.
Willow and Giles go to the costume shop and they discover the Roman god statue that the owner Ethan Rain has been praying to, and they discover that that's Janus, Janus, the Roman god.
Yeah, check the subtitles of J-A-N-U-S.
The male, female, light, dark
duality.
God. Apparently Giles knows this guy, Ethan, and Ethan knows him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a past, definitely.
He calls Giles Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn about that?
We are.
Okay. All right. And then we cut back to Xander's to the rescue.
With Larry.
Yep. And he beats up Larry. Mm-hmm. And he feels this strange sense of closure. And then Xander says, which I have a question about this. He says, we need a triage.
Yeah.
Now, coming from healthcare, I know what triage means. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's what he meant.
No, I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't know.
We need a triage.
Yeah, we need... What would you have said?
Was he talking about, like, multiple points of action? Like, somebody needs to do this, or we need a plan?
I think really that plan is what they were going for. But yeah, I think that triage was a weird word.
Yeah. Back to Ethan and Giles, and Ethan says, I know who you are, Rupert, and what you're capable of. And then Giles doesn't let us hear it. He kicks Ethan's butt.
He wails on him.
He does.
We have not seen
him. He doesn't want us to know what he's capable of. Well, he shows us what he's capable of, I guess, but we don't get to hear any more about it.
Well, we see a sign of child we have not seen before.
Woof.
Feeling it out.
Woof. And that breaks the spell.
Yes.
And then everybody, just in time, and Buffy beats up Spike and he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
Run away!
Willow wakes up on the porch.
Yeah.
Takes off her sheet.
That's right. She is newly empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Oz in his weird European van drives by with the steering wheel on the wrong side.
Yes.
Who's that girl?
Who is that girl?
Like, he can't call out to her or just jump out of the van and say, hey,
you see somebody,
who are you?
You see somebody cute at a traffic stop?
I'm not a cool band guy in an awesome van.
You were a cool chorus girl.
Yeah.
Would you have done it?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
There you go.
All right. So then we cut to Angel and Buffy in her room sitting on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
These two can't manage to make a coffee date and talk to each other, but they're perfectly fine 3 inches apart, faces 3 inches apart on her bed.
In her bedroom. Yeah, I know.
All right.
They have a moment, though.
They do. They have a makeout session.
Yeah.
And then we see the note.
In the costume shop, which is now empty.
Yes. Be seeing you. What can you tell me, Sean? What does that mean?
I can't really tell you much about anything.
Damn it, Sean!
It's meant to leave you in suspense.
All right. I imagine we're going to learn more about that guy, Ethan.
He's going to show up next Halloween and open up the store again, just like Spirit of Halloween.
Is it going to be like American Horror Story, where there's always a Halloween episode? A special Halloween episode?
There are a few more Halloween episodes.
All right.
I don't know if they do one every single season, but there are a few more, and they are all enjoyable.
I mean, there's 7 seasons. I would think there would have to be.
Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, okay.
Is this my favorite?
This is me rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
As much as I like this one, there are better Halloween episodes coming.
Okay.
So something that I saw when I watched that video before, and I agreed with it, was that, you know, all these qualities of, like, what everyone turned into were all there beneath the surface, and Janus, you know, revealed them. Like, Buffy's insecure, and she became this insecure...
Weak, yeah, okay.
Willow, I guess, has a little bit of a sexy streak that she wants to let out.
Okay.
I mean, we've Xander, considering he, has no abilities or anything, he's held his own in these fights, and he was a leader in this episode. I think he's shown that a little bit in what he's done before.
Okay.
And Cordelia is a cat.
Yep.
That's all.
Okay.
When he said that, I was like, oh, all right. That's kind of cool.
Okay.
How many steaks would you give this episode?
I like this one more than the last few episodes. I will give this one 3 steaks.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 steaks.
Okay. Go with 3 3/4.
Oh, you really liked this one.
I did.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
What was your favorite line?
You're a great big cat.
I think I liked, do you stuff your own shirts or do you send them out? That was pretty good. Yeah. Or do you love my insides?
Yeah. Did you ask your husband that yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, please let me know when you did.
I will. Okay.
Sorry about that. Lost my train of thought completely.
So that does it for episode 6. Thank you. Halloween.
Yep.
Next up, episode 7, Lie to Me.
Lie to Me.
Which is a Depeche Mode song.
Yes, it is.
Ah, all right. I wonder if Depeche Mode has a cameo.
No, Depeche Mode with the bronze.
Oh, man. That would be amazing. Yes. I might go. Depeche Mode having a tea. They're not playing at the bronze. They're just in the background having a cup of tea. and it just pans across them. They don't acknowledge it or anything.
They need to see more of that TV show. Just random
things. Yeah. That's great.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode,
or if you didn't,
please leave us a review if your podcast platform supports it. We would like to hear from you. Tell us how we're doing.
Yeah.
You can also email us at thesunnydalediaries@gmail.com. You can check out our Facebook, Instagram, Reels. Username is The Sunnydale Diaries everywhere. We also have a Discord group, Discord server that's growing. If you would like to join, there is a button at the top of our website, thesunnydalediaries.com.
Yep. If you have any questions, we're happy to answer. We're happy to tell you anything you need to know.
You want some opinions on snacks, candy?
Yeah.
Drinks?
Tonight, we sampled some Twinkies and Hostess Cupcakes. Because they were BOGO at Publix.
And they lived up to my memory of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not enjoy the Twinkie as much as I thought. No, but those cupcakes are still darn good.
Those are some good.
And I'm going to have to give them away now because I can't have them in my house. All right. That's it. We'll see you next time. Until then.
Bye.
Bye.